Hi, I'm Christine, and welcome to XOXO Christine, where we have honest and candid conversations about transformations, breakthroughs, and how we live our best life right now. We'll get from the I'm not good enough and I don't know what I'm doing to knowing and embracing your own self-worth and fully stepping into your purpose. Yes! And welcome back to XOXO Christine. I'm Christine, and I am so excited to have this bonus episode that I was not planning on doing, but I just thought with recent events and life updates that I really want to share in this moment with you guys. So I'm welcoming back my fiance, Jack Chen.
Whoa, that's so weird that you're saying that. It's like the world truly knows now that you're saying on your episode of the podcast. It makes it even more real.
Is it weird, like when I say fiance?
No, actually, since we've been engaged for a week and a half, it doesn't feel as weird anymore. It was weird at first.
Yeah. I mean, even when we're just like, is it fiance or fiance? We decided that since we recently got engaged, like, yeah, a week and a half ago, that it'd be really cool to go into what happened, our thoughts about engagement and marriage and kids. I know, you know, Jack was a guest in a previous episode, and we kind of opened up a little bit about our relationship on that end of marriage.
And now it's real, real, real,
now it's
real.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, what changed? How did we get from that to being engaged, like what, 3-4 months later?
The crazy thing is I was planning the proposal in my head then already. So when we were talking about all this stuff, I was like, you just wait. You just wait.
That sounds really kind of scary.
You're going to have a ring on your finger soon.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Wanting to share our immediate thoughts and kind of like a time capsule for both of us to be able to reflect and listen back on. Oh, my God. When we were young at 34 and 35, right after you proposed to me, these were our thoughts and our feelings. And encapsulating that in an episode just felt really right. So we really wanted to spend today talking about this idea of marriage and kids and how we felt like before we even met about those things. And, you know, a lot of people start panicking around their 20s, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my God, how am I going to find my forever person? And then definitely by your 30s, if you're not married or you're not been dating for a long time, then what's your deal?
You know?
Yeah, we wanted to open up and what this next chapter in our lives means to us and why we waited so long to get engaged. And now that we are engaged, has anything changed? Mm-hmm. And what do our lives look like looking forward now? And also sharing all the juicy details of our actual engagement and what actually happened. And, you know, what did he say when he proposed and what did I say? So are you ready for this?
Let go.
So let's start off with each of our own thoughts about engagement, marriage, and kids, and that whole ideal fantasy happily ever after package before we met. So tell me, Jack, aka fiance Beyonce, tell me what you thought about that before we met.
Oh man, I wasn't a person that really thought about engagements and marriage, which is probably why we could have been together this long for 7 years. Mm. Just growing up in an Asian community with very traditional Asian parents, it was just assumed that you hit these milestones, you graduate college, you get a job, and you get all that settled. And then, yeah, you meet a girl or you've been dating a girl, and then you just move on to the next steps, which is getting engaged and then getting married and having kids. It's just something you're going to do. It's not questioned. No one ever asked me, like my parents never asked me, like, oh, are you thinking about getting married? Like, is that in your future? They're just like, yeah, that's going to happen for you. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was just assumed.
Well, can I ask you, when you say it was just assumed, did your parents say anything about it? Did they give you like signs or clues or like passive aggressive comments on that is a non-questionable thing that will happen?
Kind of. I think it was less passive aggressive, more like, oh, when you get married, when you have kids, like you'll see the next steps. Right. A lot of times it was in anger, like wait till you have kids.
Yeah.
It was kind of that thing. Like when you get married, you're going to see how tough it is. When you have kids, you're going to see how hard is it to raise kids. I was like, what if I don't have kids? What if I don't get married? But I didn't tell her that because I don't know, it's just not something I really discussed with my parents to be like, hey, you know what? It's not a done deal that I'm going to get married or have kids. I'm going to decide that for myself when the day comes. Right. That was when I was younger. So mm-hmm. I didn't really like give active thought. I was just like, hey, it really depends on the person I'm with. Like, I'm not going to get married just to get married mm-hmm. because I've seen how my parents' marriage has been. And it's not been easy. You know, they immigrated over here. I kind of touched upon the last time I was a guest, which kind of shaped how I view relationships. It hasn't been easy to see. My view on engagement and marriage, it was kind of a wait and see approach. I just really was focused on growing myself, to be honest. But all that stuff came with dating you. And I had a previous relationship before you for a long period of time, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we already know that. Okay.
Look, we beat her. We beat the last relationship. Okay. You won.
We didn't beat her until I say I do.
So with that, like my first relationship, I also didn't give it much thought. And when I was together with that girl from age 17 to around 24, 25.
Yeah.
And a lot of people asked when I was on 24, 25, because when you start dating in high school, and you date for a long time, 6-7 years, people start asking, well, hey, even though you're young, you guys been dating a long time. Is it time for you to think about it? And when people ask me that, I was like, no, I am not ready. And that kind of hit me then that I'm like, I'm really far away, especially with the girl that I was dating at the time. We had never discussed it in our relationship either. So yeah, I just didn't give it active thought. It's kind of crazy to think that. And a lot of people remind me, like, how do you not think about that when you're together with somebody for a long time? Especially with you. A lot of my friends ask, like, after our 30s, we started dating 28. When I started turning 32, 33, and we're 35 now, a lot of friends got married either a little past 30. That was that wave. And then all my friends started asking, like, hey, like, you've been dating Christine for a while. And I was like, you know what? Number one, Christine told me she doesn't want to get married. So why should I give it thought, at least right now? And number two, I just... honestly, it wasn't ready.
So then in the back of your head, you'd always thought like it was inevitable that it was in your future to get married. But as you got older and reached closer to the age of getting married, you just put it off?
On the back burner. Yeah. I kind of put it on the back burner because I had all these other issues in my life that I was like, how can I be a husband or father when I'm just mentally not ready to truly take care of myself emotionally? I mean, money-wise and job-wise, I was okay. I can provide, but emotionally, I felt like seeing how my dad wasn't there emotionally for me. I wanted to be there emotionally, and he wasn't emotionally there for my mom either. I knew to be able to say, will you marry me? I gotta be there. I have to be there because I know how bad it is when you're not, as like a father or a man, like that example. Not emotionally being there. And for your kids, it's tough. It's really tough.
Well, did you want kids? I mean, I know this answer, but did you want kids before we started dating?
I wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure. I think we've talked about this a lot. I've always kept an open mind. Right. Like getting engaged and getting married was never a make or break for me. Us talking about engagement right now, which is super happy. I'm elated to take our relationship to the next level, but
better. Oh my God, there was a but? Okay.
but it didn't need to be this way. It truly didn't. I was happy. I was so happy even before I said, will you marry me? And we'll talk about how that happened. Yeah. But yeah, I was already so happy every day.
So then I often hear this, and you've said this to me before too, where a lot of guys before they get married or around the age of 30, or even if they've been in a long-term relationship for a while, and they're like getting the question of when are you going to propose? Are you going to get married and stuff? Their thoughts are more around like, can they financially provide? Are they mentally there yet? Can you elaborate more about that from a guy's perspective?
Yeah, I think to be able to provide in a very like traditional sense, guys really see it as, oh, do I have enough money to buy a ring, pay for a wedding, and beyond that, buy a house, and then provide a certain lifestyle? You think about all that stuff. And that's something I definitely thought about. Can I provide the lifestyle that would make my wife happy? Kids too. If we're going to have kids or I'm planning to have kids, that's a whole other set of finance. So yeah, that all goes into it, which I think a lot of guys wait a little bit longer because it's getting harder now. A lot of people, when they graduate heavily in debt, it's tough. In this generation, we're more focused on self-development and a lot comes in. So that's why a lot of people are pushing marriage off. Our parents got married before 30s for sure.
Right.
Now everyone's pushing to past 30.
I mean, you were saying there's quite a lot of our friends who are not married yet. As old as we are at 35, there's a lot of us who are not married or even dating someone seriously in that way. And yeah, I do agree that it's pushed back further and further, which is not a good or bad thing. It's just what it is. I often hear a lot of women and my friends talk about like, oh, why isn't he ready yet? Or like, she's ready, because a lot of times it's the girl who's thinking about her biological clock. And then she's very aware of, I want to have kids. And I don't know if it's different for guys, but a lot of girls girls grow up already envisioning what their man's going to be like, what the proposal is going to be like, what the wedding's going to be like, and what their kids are going to look like, and all these things. So they feel a lot of that pressure in their 20s, mid-20s for sure. And if they're definitely not there by their late 20s, early 30s, of course, people start panicking, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of pressure for women at that point of how they've been raised, but also in their own heads of what they want. Again, because of the biological clock of having to have a kid by a certain age, they go into it thinking, are you going to be the one? Or what's taking so long? You know, if I'm ready to marry you, how come you're not ready yet? Like, what is holding you back? So for guys, beside the financial part, a lot of it, you touched upon it, was mental too, and whatever you're currently grappling with as a man at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is commitment.
Yeah.
The next level commitment from a guy's perspective, it's heavy. I mean, we're talking about for life here.
Yeah.
When you're with somebody, let's say from the girl's perspective, with a guy and he's not committing, it's because he's
what the heck?
I think you can relate to this because how you view marriage, like, marriage and engagement versus before when we were just dating.
Yeah.
And now it's different.
It's very different.
And the guys think that because they think about marriage as, I mean, in a very like kind of terrible way, it's like kind of like a prison sentence for the guys that aren't ready.
Right.
When you think of it as a prison sentence, you're not ready because you're like, every decision I make, I have to take someone into account.
Yeah.
I think you would relate to this a lot. Dating, you kept things separate.
Yeah.
You didn't have to take me into account of, hey, like if I move somewhere for a job, I need to take my husband or my fiance into account. You're just like, well, we're just dating. I'm going to do me.
Right.
To a certain degree. I'm going to value some of your opinions, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do me.
I'm still living like on my own agenda.
Yeah.
Of course, we've touched upon us really growing as a team together and thinking, I'm not going out there going like, screw Jack, I'm going to do whatever I want, you know? But there is a separation.
It's like when push comes to shove though.
Yeah.
Push comes to shove. You're not going to feel guilty. Yeah. You're not going to feel any guilty making decisions for yourself because you haven't made that commitment already to be like, hey.
Oh my God, don't mansplain me how I feel or with guilt I do or don't feel.
Get used to this.
Oh, I'm just kidding. No, I get that. That's not that I won't feel any guilt, but my priorities are me living my best life versus if we get married and make that next level commitment, then it's like, what is our best life with you and I, not just me? Those can be completely different decisions. Yeah. So that's what guys tend to think about before they propose or what they think about marriage as being the next level.
Yeah. They're just thinking, I want to live my best life right now. It's cool that you're there, but I'm not ready to live our best life 24/7 yet.
So is it in your guys' heads like, man, then I have to give up my bro times and basketball and games and going out whenever I want? Or what do you guys think that they're giving up?
I think giving up that freedom of choice to really do what you want.
God, it does sound like prison.
I mean, when I look at my friends that are married and that are dads, they still hang out here and there, but it's 100% different than when they were just dating before they got married.
Yeah.
And now that I talk to them, they really have to take into account their wives. Even playing basketball, they're like, I'm a dad now. Like, I can't just go out there and be reckless. Like, if I get injured and stuff like that, you know, like my wife is going to be like, you know, you got to be careful. Like, you're a dad now.
Yeah,
you can't be messing around and get a torn ACL. Like,
you should just, you live for yourself. You have to live for the family.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You live for yourself or you live for your family.
Mm.
Family is wife and kids.
Yeah.
That's just the difference when you're not ready. Yeah.
Do you guys not foresee that at all or think that? They're like, oh, once I get married or I have kids, this is going to be my new life. Is it like a shock when they get into it?
I think the difference between, and this is stereotyping how guys and girls are raised.
Yeah.
Guys are told to hyper focus on themselves in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you graduate high school to college to like post college to develop your career, you're hyper focused on, hey, make a career, focus on yourself because you're going to need to get there to provide for your family. So you're so used to just worrying about yourself. And then all of a sudden you're like, all right, I have to get my family life in, right? So I start dating a girl.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's issues with it because he's so used to like thinking for himself, like, I got to think about me before I can think about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I get myself set up, the guys just think everything will come after that. It'll just fall naturally into place. But then there's actually a difficulty, right?
So
you have to adjust.
Fall naturally into place is just a very ambiguous space for interpretation or what actually happens.
So a lot of times in a traditional sense, when guys get in relationships, in some ways they expect the girl to fall into place into their lives because he's like, well, I've been working all this shit, right? I've been working on all this stuff. I set myself up, just slide through, marry me, And yeah, like come into my life.
Ew.
Which is the difficulty a lot of times. And I'm talking about very stereotypical guys though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really one of them, but I've...
Well, I knew you were going to say, I knew you were going to slip that in. I'm talking about those other guys, but I'm definitely not like
There's nothing wrong with those guys. There isn't. It's just a different mentality. It's a different, like, you've been trained to think a certain way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've been raised a certain way, and to survive, to live as a man in this world in your own interpretation of it and what that means, obviously life plays out as it is. You become who you are. So there is no right or wrong. It's just the circumstances and your own mindset as you grow and survive in this world. This sounds like an interview now for just like, what did a man think about this? When really it's supposed to be about us, okay? Okay, it's not
you're
about-
the one asking the
this
questions.
This is not the Jack Chen show.
I'm just answering the questions that you're asking.
Wow, this is not the XOXO Jack. Excuse you.
It has a nice ring to it.
Yes, well, it's XOXO Christina and Jack now. Yeah. Ooh. No, get your own show. You have your own show. Yeah, okay, so me, okay? Enough about you, me.
Wow. This is supposed to be a shared experience.
So the guy that just took freaking 30 minutes talking about himself. Okay, well, I'll share my thoughts about engagement, marriage, and kids before I met you and growing up, which I think a lot of my listeners already know because I've talked about it on Perfectly Imperfect. I talked about it on XOXO. But just a quick snippet was that, for context, is that I never really gave it much thought, to be honest. I wasn't one of those girls that grew up dreaming about what my wedding would look like, who I was going to marry, how many kids. I was around a lot of girlfriends who would often focus and talk about that. But for me, I was just like, it was just one big question mark. And if anything, I just thought like, well, let me get a boyfriend first. Let me just see what that's like.
Level one, get a boyfriend.
Yeah, you know, when I really think about it now, even with my first boyfriend, being with him for, I guess, like 3 years. Yeah, for a high school relationship, even though Jack and his ex were like together for 6 years.
We killed you guys. We beat you guys so bad.
Gross. Yeah, like with my first boyfriend, we broke up every 6 months. But looking at it now, it made sense because we would joke about marriage because you think this is going to be your person. And that would freak me out then.
Oh.
I'd actually would feel icky, like literally like, ugh. And he was such a great guy too, but I just think the idea...
Why don't you go marry him then?
Maybe I will. He's already married with two kids, so I don't think that's going to happen. I think that contributed to us breaking up every 6 months because it would just go back and forth of like, yeah, I have a boyfriend, to like, ew, no, I can't see myself wanting to be with this guy forever. Those are primarily my thoughts about that whole fantasy package growing up. And even in my 20s, it became even more and more apparent as, like I said, as my girlfriends got older, that's all they would think about, or not all, but majority of it, right? And for me, I was going through my own just insecurities and fears and watching my parents' marriage play out the way that it did. And even just the guys I encountered and my experience through that, it was just like, nah, this is not what I want forever. I just cannot, like, I always thought to myself, I don't think I could find that one guy, because either I date assholes or I date really nice guys that I just end up hurting. So where's this guy in the middle? I don't think he exists.
Hello.
Ew, excuse you. So yeah, that's how I was thinking before I met Jack. Mm. And then Jack kind of touched upon, once we met each other, his thoughts about marriage and all of that still continued on. Mine was the same way. I mean, I told Jack 2 months into dating. I was like...
That was intense.
Yeah. I mean, we were, what, 28? Yeah. 27? So in my head, I was like, okay, people at this age now probably are looking to get married soon, right? So I just thought, like, it's only right for me to just say that upfront, knowing myself. And yeah, I came out pretty strong. And I was like, I know this is really early on, but I just want to let you know, if you're thinking about wanting to find your person for marriage and kids and all that, I'm not looking for either. And he was like, okay.
I don't feel like I reacted that way.
Okay. Do you want to get boba then? Well, what were your thoughts when I said that?
It took me off guard. I don't even remember what I said to it. But at that point, it's not that I wasn't looking for marriage. I was looking for a life partner. I think there's a distinction. Marriage and life partner is the same thing, but it's just outside the context of societal pressure.
Well, you don't have to have a life partner just through marriage.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess to clarify that, marriage and life partner is very different because marriage has its own legal parameters. So having a life partner and not being legalized marriage, that could be very different. Like, for example, life partner, when you get divorced, quote unquote, divorce, breakup, it's different than getting divorced, for sure. You don't have to split your assets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a total different ballgame. But I was looking for a life partner. So when you said that, I wasn't turned off by it. I was just more like, well, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Because I know there was undeniable chemistry in the beginning, or connection.
Ooh, was there? Oh, yeah, undeniable? For
sure. I remember it vividly. I was
gross!
Just
like, get a room!
Hey, I'm in the room with you! Yeah, so when you said that, I wasn't turned off by it. I think for some people, some guys looking for marriage, yeah, it's a huge thing, like, all right, then, you know, we're not going to be able to move forward.
Even if guys weren't looking for a marriage, they would be like, whoa, 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 we've just, it's only been 2 months. What are you talking about? But of course, my intention wasn't to be like, hey, let's talk about marriage and heavy stuff right now. It was a heads up, right? Maybe that's what really worked out, because we were ultimately saying the same things of, we want to look for a life partner, because I was looking for someone that I want to grow with.
Yes.
And yes.
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 Exactly.
And I wanted to go through the ups and downs and prove that we can go through that together, even before thinking about commitment. And I think a lot of people are the other way around.
Yeah.
Through commitment and saying the I do's and through marriage, then let's go through the ups and downs. And this makes a lot of sense why people think this way. It's like, well, we're married. This is the mentality. Like, no matter how hard it's going to get, we will be there for each other. We will do this, right?
Yeah.
For me, I wanted to go through it first with the option of breaking up if it doesn't work out. And to me, that was what it meant for it to be organic. I do remember at that point, I was like, no, I don't want marriage. I know I don't want marriage. But as we got through a lot of things, my own mentality started to shift, and language of like, well, if we do get married, it may be later on. Like, I was fine if we got married at 50. You know what I mean? Marriage was not a priority for me. And just like we said, we can be life partners, but it doesn't have to be through marriage. But if we do get to that point one day, then yeah, we can get married.
Yeah, I think we're on the same wavelength without necessarily knowing exactly when we started dating.
Yeah.
We understood each other, that I also wanted a relationship to withstand a certain test of time and certain test of circumstances, events, experiences before I can get on one knee or to get married or to get engaged. That is just something in my mind, like, that has to happen. I can't just jump into something without understanding somebody, seeing them go through life, and having you see me go through life and how I react to it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know myself complete yet.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be like, hey, trust your life with mine when I'm not comfortable with myself yet. I think that's a little irresponsible, to be honest.
See, I think that's where I had that thought in my 20s, where I was like, if I don't even know who I am, then why would I commit forever with somebody if I'm not even sure about me? You know, I can't guarantee that I'm not going to change or I'm going to think differently. So the person that you marry now, it may not be the person that we end up being in like 10, 15 years. And is that going to be okay? And vice versa. That was kind of that shift of, I'm being considerate for the other person. But also looking at it now, I think it was also, I was coming from a place of my own insecurity of not being enough. And what if this person discovers the real, real me?
Mm.
And it's like, oh, man, dude, I already said I do. You know? And it's like, sorry. You know. So I think keeping a space in case things don't work out for us to break up versus a divorce just seemed more comforting for me. Yes, there was a way out, but also for the other person's benefit as well. So if we're talking about life partners and growing and evolving with the person, I want to go through that evolution with that person first. So exactly reflecting what you were saying, right? Let's see how we react, and myself through it too, not just how Jack or whoever I'm dating can evolve and be a better person. It's like, how will I react if Jack's evolving or I'm evolving and et cetera? And what does that mean, you know? So there was a lot in that space. So then let's get to the good stuff, although that was all great stuff, but the good stuff of what changed and why do we decide to get engaged? You know, having this mindset, we're together for 7 years. Why now? Why get engaged now? I'll ask myself that.
What?
Handing it off to me.
You're looking straight at me while asking these questions, and then you straight said, I'm just gonna ask myself that.
It's the XOXO Christine show. So thank you, Christine, for what a great question. So
I'm so used to this. This is like just normal day life.
I'm saying that because a lot of the shift came from my growth in the past year. Really, when we say what changed, I changed.
Yeah.
A lot of my mindset changed through life coaching. At the end of 2018, last year, I had already started my life coaching program for me to be a life coach, and I was getting life coached as well. So there was a lot of self-work being done and a lot of digging deeper, asking questions on why. Is this fear-based? Is this conscious-based? Is this what you really want? Defining what love and happiness and all that really means to me through my eyes. So, of course, one of the questions was, how is my intimate life? How is my romantic life? Mm-hmm. And I had answered for myself that I was very, very happy. And then a thought popped in my head of like, well, what would life be like if we took the next step? Because it's amazing now. And that's what I kept thinking. Why do things need to change if things are happy?
Yeah.
But then I really started to explore this idea of, well, is me not wanting to make the next level commitment with Jack, whatever that means for us, based off of fear, or is it conscious based? And that's when I gave myself permission to really envision what life would look like if we got married. What would life be like for me if I was your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And I even went into like, what would life be like if we had kids?
Yeah.
Really, at the end of the day, it was me giving myself permission to see it through and envision that for myself, which I had never done before. What clicked for me was that we had already been doing it.
Yeah.
This idea of marriage or the next level commitment is what we just said about how we have been evolving and growing with one another for the past 7 years. And one of the biggest defining moments was not only our breakup that we talked about.
Yeah.
The last episode we did together, but really through my depression. I think the depression was one of the lowest times of my life and also our journey together. It really tested all the parts of like mental, physical, and emotional for both of us. Honestly, I think that's really was the biggest realization to get to this point now of deciding to get engaged, because I believe that we had to go through our journey the way that we did, and also for us to play out for each other the type of evolution that you and I went through individually and together. It had to be that. I think if we didn't go through the depression, and if I didn't climb out of it bit by bit without you also learning a lot about yourself along the way, because you were on your own journey and path, and the depression was just how you showed up for me as a partner. That just happened the way it did for us to reach this point of realizing that this is how we've been growing together. This is how we've proven to evolve for ourselves and each other to reach our best selves. Because in the midst of the depression, I definitely was not at my best self. I was not even thinking about that. You know, it was just a day-to-day survival. It wasn't really until recently that I really broke through that mentality to reach now living my best life and best self and understanding even what that means. Because I think before it would just be a hashtag, you know, living your best life. I wasn't even thinking that. And even before that, living my best life was trying to live in the present moment, but I also was not understanding the depths of defining what I really wanted for myself. I was drifting. Even at Wang Fu or in past relationships and stuff, my mentality was just like, I'll just see where life takes me. Then reacting really harshly from it or adding on to my insecurities, but not really understanding where my fears and decisions and values were coming from or what they were.
Yeah.
Now at age 34, 35, and us reaching this point, it just felt right. When I said those words to you, when I actually told you, hey, what do you think about getting engaged?
That was a trip too.
Yeah.
Just came back one night. Hey, what do you think about taking our relationship to the next level? I was like, next level? What's the next level? We never talked about the next level.
Yeah, let's go into that. So then what did you think about everything I just said and me bringing up getting engaged?
I was stunned for sure, because you had always told me throughout along the way that marriage is not something you're truly entertaining, even though you had talked about, well, if we do get married or if you do get married, you could see yourself, oh, it doesn't have to be now. It could be 50, 60, just whatever this time is right. So even though for the majority you were a no, but there were inklings where you're like, well, I would entertain the idea right. If it was right.
Yeah.
So it was still a shock. But before then, I had already decided, like, this is going to be my life partner. You are going to be my life partner.
Yeah.
Through the stuff that we've been through and my own self-growth, and your depression played a huge part in that. But really, it was you coming out of your depression. Like, you going through your depression was more like, hey, I know I'm ride or die for you. Like, that, I realized that mm-hmm. even more than ever. Because mm-hmm. when things were good, I mean, it was, everything was clicking.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. But, you know, we hit that roadblock. We broke up. Yeah. I broke the trust and we had to rebuild it up.
Yeah.
And it was literally day to day and many days added up.
It was developing the trust through the depression too.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And it was hard.
I think through the breakup and through the depression, I definitely held you at arm's length.
Oh, yeah.
I did not allow myself to fall back in love like I did before the breakup.
Yeah.
So even getting to that point, it's still quite amazing. Because I honestly told Jack, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever get there. So it's really both of us taking a risk on that part, because I didn't know, again, if he would hurt me again. And he also didn't know if we would ever get back to that point, if I would ever get back to that point. And a lot of people think, yeah, it's just we're at a certain age. We're only getting older. Are we wasting each other's time? But I think for both of us, that's what we decided to do, to take that risk. Maybe without telling each other in those words, like, I'm taking a risk by staying with you, you know? And that's also something that I learned through the life coaching and the end of last year, is that ultimately love is a freaking risk. No matter if it's with your life partner, with someone you're dating, family, friends, whenever love is involved and you really, really love the other person, it's always a risk. And I think that was the biggest hurdle that I had to embrace and overcome, because with you especially, right? Mm-hmm. Already being hurt by you before was traumatizing, being really dramatic, but it really was really hurtful. To me, I was like imagining in my head, this is why I realized it was a fear-based decision. I was like, if we ever got married and you did that to me again, or it's even worse, like, man, you know, like, just, I think I would just be broken, because I would have allowed myself to fully lean in and love and just give all parts of myself. And when you do that with love and it shatters, you shatter with it, right? So that was always the part of me in love that I never wanted to be shattered by somebody else. But I realized that love is a risk either way. And as much as I had fear that with Jack, the same would fall for me too. Who's to say that I wouldn't hurt you? Just, I wouldn't shatter you as well too. As much as I can sit here and be like, well, I've never done that. I can't foresee myself doing that. You just never know. And that was the risk that really in my head was what changed. That was a risk that I'm willing to take moving forward. And that was the next level for me. For me personally, there's a lot of things that have changed now that, you know, this ring is on my finger and, you know, you proposed to me. But before we get into that, let's talk about our engagement story.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened?
It's surreal to talk about the engagement story because it's a blur. And actually, it was pretty easy. It was easy in the sense, like, since we know each other well, I was like, that's going to be up by the beach. It's just more the logistical things, like, which beach? Like, what the setting's going to be? I wanted to keep it simple because it's just kind of like, let the beach speak for itself, because that's just kind of like where home is for you, where you feel most at peace.
Because I'm a mermaid.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like going in the water.
You don't. So you're not a mermaid.
Fine, I'm not a mermaid. I'm just someone that likes the beach. Okay. Yeah. So beach, keeping it simple.
Yeah. And then also ring shopping. And you're not from people who see the picture of the ring on your Instagram. It's you're not the traditional. Diamond. Yeah. It's not a diamond.
I told Jack that after we had the engagement talk, it actually moved forward pretty quickly because, I mean, I think part of it is just like when we knew, it felt aligned. And we're also not in our 20s. We're 34 now. You know what I mean? You're 35. You're old. So, and also someone not to just beat around the bush. I'm just like, okay, here's a ring that I really like. Here's a picture. Look at it.
look at it. Don't study mess it. Up.
Yeah. You know, Jack coordinated with my brother to have a sit down dinner with my parents to really get their advice on how to deal with their daughter. Right? I mean, what were your impressions from that dinner? Essentially, you went in thinking like you were just going to ask for their permission, right?
Yeah. I mean, I never had a deep conversation with your parents, especially about us.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to expect.
To give context, like Jack has been around my family for like 7 years now, basically. So they're comfortable enough. They speak the same language. And my parents like Jack. They just on their end, they know their daughter, they know me, so they don't at all blame Jack or think like, why isn't Jack asking you to get married? They know it's me.
Yeah.
Even when I first told them after Jack and I talked about getting engaged, my mom was like, what? What? And my dad, who never says anything, just goes, oh, really? Is he ready for you? And all that. Yeah, they have a good rapport with Jack.
Yeah, the dinner went really well, but I didn't expect them to grill me. They asked some really poignant questions.
Yeah, you said that my dad's second question for you was like straight out like, you guys broke up. What happened?
Yeah, I answered him honestly. And he responded very well. He was just like, okay, you know.
At this point, he's just like, whatever you say, just marry her.
And he also asked about my parents, if they would treat you well. Mm. And he wanted to know a little bit of my background with my family, my own family relationships. Mm. And also the fact that you don't want kids. How would my family treat you knowing that you wouldn't want kids?
It was really for the consideration of like, you are the only son. And my dad was like, they need to know that.
Yeah.
You are not going to give them grandchildren and carry on their last name. And are they going to be okay with that? Versus me, I'm like, I'm not going to have kids, you know?
Yeah. So those were tough questions to answer. Very poignant questions, very to the point to be like, hey, if I'm going to give away my daughter to you, yeah, I want to make sure that my family is accepting of her. Mm-hmm. And what kind of life would she live with a new family to have to integrate into your life?
Right.
Christine's life. I went into want to answer any questions or any concerns they had.
Right.
That was my biggest thing, why I wanted to talk to your parents and your brother, to be like, hey, like, this is a huge thing. I want you guys to be comfortable and obviously
be a part of it.
Be a part of it and approve.
Well, I also like what you said too. You're like, you know, obviously they've raised you and been around you your entire life. Like, you really want to get their advice on just marriage in general, what they've learned and been through, and also just them knowing me as their daughter, what advice they can give you moving forward and building a new life with me.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, tell them what my dad told you.
Oh man. Yeah. This is when I knew, I was like, man, this is going to go really well. Like, in terms of being integrated in your family, your dad's like, looks like I have a son-in-law. I was like, oh, that was actually really sweet for him to say.
Yeah.
I was really touched. I won't lie. I was super touched. And I just gave him an awkward hug because Asians don't really hug.
No. And because you give awkward hugs.
Yeah, I do give awkward hugs. But yeah, it was a big deal for me to talk to them and get their approval.
Yeah.
That was step one. And then getting the ring was another step. It's a whirlwind for the guy. I think all the guys that are married or gone through it, I just want to let girls know it's not easy. It's truly not easy to buy something that represents your love and have all that pressure. And also want to get something that your girlfriend at the time likes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, okay? But I gave you a picture.
The picture? Yeah, what do you want me to do with the picture?
Okay, also, I said I didn't want a diamond. Like, I told you aquamarine. Okay, the reason why I didn't want a diamond is because of the whole history and backstory of the marketing of diamonds and how the diamond industry totally upcharges the stone that really is not that valuable. It's also not that rare as they're making it seem. And so they basically market it for decades and decades on that diamonds are a girl's best friend. If you don't buy a diamond for your girlfriend, then that means you don't love them as much, or to the girl, you're not as worth it. When really, a diamond, in essence, shouldn't be as expensive compared to the other gems, to be honest. So to me, diamonds are gorgeous.
I
agree. I was like, this engagement ring does not define our love. It will not be the definition of what I mean to you, your love for me, how much you spend on this. Like, I honestly told him, if you spend $200 versus a couple thousand, I honestly will not know the difference, because I'm not a girl that grew up with jewelry. Any jewelry that I've had or owned, it's all been fake.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know the difference, and I don't really, to be honest, care. I just thought, like, if I gave you kind of that parameters, that it would alleviate some of the pressure. But of course, I understand that I am someone with particular taste. So I just knew that I like the color blue, but aquamarine, but kind of like mint blue-ish, because it reminds me of the ocean.
Yeah.
I really gravitated towards more vintage style rings. So it's very non-traditional. Therefore, through Jack's research and ring shopping, customizing, designing journey, it wasn't as easy, because it was really coming up with something that was completely unique. Yeah. And non-traditional. So do I love it? I love it.
Oh,
I absolutely, he nailed it. He killed it. Moving forward to the actual engagement.
Oh man.
Let's talk about that day.
People who listen to your podcast probably know your other podcast, Perfectly Imperfect. I looped Regina in to trick you.
Regina's my co-host on Perfectly Imperfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also looped Jen Leyen, who's part of Wong Fu Productions.
Also like my little sister.
Yeah. So this became a bigger production than initially anticipated, because it's really hard to trick you because you're an event planner.
Yeah.
And also you're really lazy and you don't like getting dressed up and you don't like going out.
I love it. I was like, because you're an event planner. Also because you're really lazy and you don't do anything with your life and you just sit there.
Basically, Jen really came up with the idea of creating this stationary event for you to get you to Malibu, which is where I rented a beachfront property on a random day, which was Wednesday, for you to be at. So there was a lot of loops to jump through.
Yeah.
To get you to Malibu on a random Wednesday.
Getting dressed up. You guys really planned it out really well, knowing me, in the sense that Regina casually brought up in the group text to Jen. She didn't even say it to me. She said to Jen, she's like, oh, by the way, is this event dressy?
This is all planned.
I am surrounded by master liars.
It's like mafia. It's like playing mafia.
Yeah. I looked back and I was like, oh, no wonder they were being weird.
Yeah, everything worked out pretty ideal. Even though we were super stressed in the background of it.
So then he went to the beach.
I was there at like 3:30 and I had our dog with us. So we were just getting prepared.
Yeah, apparently we were late to this stationary launch event. And even in the car, I was like getting really excited because I love stationary. And I was asking all these questions to like Jen and Regina. I was like, oh my God. So like, do you think they'll have this? Do you think we can make contacts? Can we start our own stationary line? And I was just like really looking forward to this stationary event. And then when we got there, they pull up to the, it's a house and it's a beachfront property. So beachfront properties in Malibu's, you go in through the back. And as we're getting out of the car, I'm just like, wait, why is it at a house?
They were panicking too.
Yeah. And I was asking Regina and Jen all these questions. I was like, wait, like there's no other cars around here. What is this, you know? And then there was a security code to get into the door. So Jen and Regina were just trying to like get in as fast as they could while me asking all these questions and just like, And then Jen was like, maybe I think it's just a really intimate event. They just like open the door and they just kind of hurry me in. First, I'm really blown away by the ocean because that's what you see, right? And as we're walking down the stairs and rounding the corner, I like see Jack dressed up facing the beach. And then he turns around. I'm like, oh my God. Jack's invited to the stationary event? Why didn't anyone tell me?
There was like no one there but me too.
Yeah, unless I was like trying to look at the house.
Well, maybe they're inside.
Are people inside? Is that where everyone is? And then I turn around to ask Regina and Jen and they just back away and disappear into the house. And I was like, oh, no, they tricked me. Everyone tricked me. And that's when it clicked that I was getting proposed to. And I was really scared. I was panicking.
You were.
When I get tricked or it's a real surprise to me, I revert back to like my 4-year-old little girl self. And I just freeze.
Yeah, you do it. You did freeze.
Yeah. And then he was like, come here. And I was like,
I wanted you to walk towards me to the ledge I was at.
Yeah.
And they were just like, no. And inside I'm like, wait, is she going to say no now?
No. And he had to like come over and hold my hand and bring me over to where he was going to propose to me at. He proposed to me.
It was a blur.
Yeah.
Everything I wanted to say, I honestly don't even remember what I said.
You cried.
I did cry, man. I was trying to pull back the tears, but the emotions were so, like, it just overwhelmed me. But you didn't cry. You didn't cry.
Yeah, because I was still just like, what
the heck? I was burying my soul, and you were just staring at me in shock still.
I was like, I don't know what is happening. Also, in my head, I'm processing, like, this was not something that I thought would be in my future.
Yeah.
Being proposed to, marriage, that's not something I really thought would happen. Even though we had talked about engagement and all of that, when it was happening, it just felt really surreal.
Yeah.
So whatever he was saying, I heard bits and pieces of it too. So he was like, I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say. I was like, don't worry. I was not really listening. I was, but also not.
Yeah, give me the ring.
I was not able to process it. But yeah, but I was really excited to see the ring. It was beautiful. It was perfect at the beach. The ring was beautiful.
Also, you didn't say yes.
I just took the ring and ran away.
I was like, will you marry me? And you just took the ring and you put it on. And then I was like, did you say yes?
I was like, just give me the ring. Yeah, I said yes. At the end of the day, what we were saying was that it just felt like home.
It did.
And everything just felt right.
Yeah.
And going through everything at our own pace and time just made everything feel like the way that I think all of this is supposed to feel. You know, when we talk about what our future looks like and what will change moving on, what has changed since we've gotten engaged and I took the ring and I ran away, it is what everyone says. It's subtle, but it's a change. Not just like, oh, I have a ring on my finger now, which is me getting used to that too. Waking up, I'm like, oh, there's a ring on my finger, you know, or also us calling each other fiance.
Yeah.
That's getting used to too. But it really was a mental shift. And I think because we had talked about that beforehand, when you proposed and when that moment happened, everything just felt just beautiful and amazing. And especially at the beach, which both of us reflected and said, it was always a place of healing for us. Because even through my depression and even through our rocky times, every year for my birthday, Jack always took me to Malibu.
Yeah.
And it was always at the height of just feeling hopeless, drained and saddened and angered and all of that. But once we were at that beach, it just washed away. Because something about the ocean and the beach for me, I think for Jack too, it's that it's just this ever-present, ever-moving body of water that is consistent but always changing.
Yeah.
And it's just so beautiful. And like, just like the ring that you got me, which changes like 50 different billion shades of blue in different lights, that's exactly what the ocean is too. It doesn't always have to be bright blue to be beautiful. It can be gray, it can be light green, it can be white, and also can look like glass at some point, and sunsets, sunrises, it's different. But in every facet, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what this moment and being at this place and this chapter of our lives and moving forward really means to me. And Jack purposely picked a sapphire that had a gold streak in the middle. And it's special in that I told Jack looking at it, this is cheesy, cheesy alert, that he's the gold streak mm-hmm. in my life.
That is cheesy alert, but it means a lot.
Oh my God, are you going to cry?
I started to get emotional.
It's really true. So everything just tied in so flawlessly and seamlessly. And now that we're engaged, we haven't stopped celebrating.
No, we haven't.
God, like we have amazing, beautiful friends and family. Everyone, it's just over the moon.
Yeah.
Even sometimes seeming even more excited than us.
Yeah.
It just has blown us away. Being able to share this love and having that love overflow a million times over within ourselves and the people who have been there through us through our journey together
exactly.
is exactly what all of this means to us. That is the significance and fulfilling part of it. That's the beautiful part. So it's just so beautiful. Yeah. For you, what has changed now that you've asked me to be your future wife?
Everything has changed. The day-to-day hasn't changed. Like, we're still ourselves.
Right.
But that level of commitment, really planning things together, really tackling things as a team, and also the family aspect, the immediate family aspect.
Oh, when we celebrated with my family, he called my dad uncle, and my dad was like, no, you have to call me dad now.
That is, when he said that to me, I was like, mind blown.
Isn't my dad's like...
Yeah, your dad's really sweet.
He's so sweet. This is why I have such a loving and also very tumultuous relationship with him. Because when he's like that, that's his normal self. He is just so loving and giving and generous and all these amazing qualities. So even when he said that, I was like, oh man, Jack's mom has never said that to me yet. But, you know, if you really worked towards a relationship with my family,
yeah.
My mentality from you being my boyfriend versus now you being my fiance, yes. future husband, for me personally has changed.
Oh, yeah. I think even before getting engaged, you already started making that shift. And now that we're engaged, it's even more because it's more. Real. It's like super real. Like you have that ring on your hand.
It's only because of the ring.
Yeah. Once you take it off, yeah. you just revert back.
Like, oh, no, I don't think we should break up, you know. No, really, for me, I kind of knew that internally, which is why I never wanted marriage. What Jack was saying, how guys think about marriage is how I thought about it. Because before that, as we're dating, we're still living pretty separate lives. Like as in financially, you do you, I do me. I didn't think as a girlfriend, I had a right to ask anything about Jack's like personal finances, how much he was making, how much he had in his bank account. I also didn't have a right to have an opinion as much with his family or what he wanted to do.
How I'm spending my money.
Exactly. That's just you do you because I wanted to do me.
Yep.
But now it's like...
You're all up in my business.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, how much? How much, man? The only thing I did ask was, are you in debt? I just feel like as a responsible adult thinking about even life partners and all that, it's just asking, are you in debt?
Yep.
Now moving forward, it really is like planning things like how do we want to spend our money yes. together? Now that we've gotten engaged and been celebrating with our friends nonstop, yeah, the question is like, when's the wedding, right? And before we're just like, I don't know, we'll get there when we get there. But now I'm like, yeah, we should have one. I want one to celebrate with everyone on a grand scale. We have to plan for that. Yeah. We have to financially plan for that. You know what I mean? Envisioning what that life looks like for you and I.
Yeah.
That has completely shifted. Like, he is going to be my husband. So I think about it from that perspective, our lives really intertwining moving forward. And I think a lot of people, I think Jack was one of these people too, where you're already thinking on that level with me, but I made that shift mentally. That is the biggest change for me. So, you know, I wanted to end it on any advice or takeaways that we have either for our younger selves or people who are listening in and also thinking about marriage or next steps and defining their relationship.
Yeah. With marriage and engagement and proposals and all that stuff, there's a lot of societal pressure with it. Whether you're a guy or a girl, you always feel like, oh, is it my time? I got to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
But you should never force it. It's just not going to turn out well for you. Beyond that, it's not going to turn out well for your partner. And beyond that, even more than that, is for your kids.
Yes.
So I think really becoming in tune with yourself and understanding what you want and what you can provide and how you want to provide it in the right time is really important. That's why I feel great about where we are right now and where I am right now, because I went through that process. And yeah, like a lot of people are like, you know, you're kind of getting older. You're 35 and stuff like that. But that was just my timing. I didn't force it. And I think when you force it, it creates all this stress for yourself. And it's everything's multiplied and heightened when you have another person who feels that stress from you, that you're not truly ready because your parents want you to get married at a certain age and you need to have kids at a certain age, which I understand is a real problem, especially if you have a biological clock from the woman's angle. So I don't want to take away from that. But just in general, just become in tune with yourself, understand what you want in a relationship and with love, just love in general.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. And I didn't understand that for a long time until honestly past a year or two.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come together. Sometimes you feel like it's so far away, but it comes together really quickly when you start to...
It's aligned.
Yeah, when you start to align yourself. So even though you feel like really far, I'm telling you, once you become in tune with yourself and what you want, how you want to go about life and who you want to be, all that stuff falls into place. And finding a boyfriend or finding a girlfriend, it falls into place because you know what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah.
Boom, you make the decision that quickly. You're like, you're not for me. And that's another thing. When you become in tune with yourself, you can have those tough discussions when you're with a partner.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing. When you're with someone for a long time and you're not discussing these things you need to discuss, it's because you're not comfortable with yourself. You're worried like, what if that person breaks up with me? I don't want to lose that person, or I don't want to lose this. You're not fearful of losing something when you know what you want, because you instantly know this is not what I want. Why are we not talking about the things that we need to talk about? It's because I'm afraid. I'm insecure.
Yeah.
If you can eliminate some of that stuff, it becomes so clear.
It really does. And I love that you said that. And can I just say that, yes, that is my future husband. Thank you very much. I like how I took credit for that.
Yeah, I was like...
Yeah, I love everything that you just said because it is so true. And thinking from that point of view and that perspective in a place of real maturity, it broadens your perspective. When you get to that point where you're able to really simplify and focus on what is true and what is not true to you, it helps you see all the things that we're talking about, where you know if this isn't for you or it doesn't feel or connect with you, that it's actually a disservice not only for yourself, but for that other person as well. You can already see that you're not going to show up as your best self, or that you don't want to cheat that person or yourself out of living each other's best lives.
Yeah.
Something that I want to talk about was compromising versus settling, because I know that a lot of people grapple with that. It's like, oh, am I settling? Is this person really the one? Should I sacrifice? Should I compromise more? It's true. It's a real battle, right? But really, at the end of the day, it just means investing some real time defining what all of that means to you. What are your priorities? What is it that really speaks to you? What is it that resonates you? And you take what you learn from your past experiences until now and then really piece it together for yourself. And this is what I did with my life coach, because by yourself, it can take longer. Sometimes you don't know the right questions to ask. You don't know what to focus on. There's just too many thoughts in your head, and separating what is you versus other people's opinions that you've internalized for yourself. And if it's still hazy, that just means to trust your journey, that these answers will be revealed to you. To just sum it all up, it is doing things at your own time, at your own pace. I know that is hard given the parameters of wanting to have kids and feeling pressures from outside, but this is speaking from our experience, because I really do think, because some of our friends that are like, told you so, knew that you always were going to get married, which it's not really about that. it's understanding for Jack and I that we had to go through every single one of those days to get to the conclusion that we did at this point of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that if it had happened any other time, happened earlier, I probably would have freaked out. It would have come out sooner or later because I knew I would be forcing myself and I'll be grappling with that and just feeling unsettled. And then that's what leads to thoughts like, well, if I'm feeling like this, is he not the one then? Mm-hmm. Should we just break up? Should I hold out for somebody else? There's all these noise and it gets heightened. But it really just comes from a place of my own fears and insecurities. And then for us, it really is focusing on a partner who can really help you grow and evolve and vice versa. For us, we committed to helping each other be the best versions of each other and for ourselves.
Yeah.
That's really the commitment that we, by me saying yes and by you asking, that really is what we decided moving forward is the next level.
Exactly.
I think that's a beautiful place to end.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being on another episode with us. Where can people find you?
Oh, I have a podcast with my good friend JC, and it's called Ball Versus Life, VS Life. We talk about sports content and other things that we're trying to like develop, guys in their 30s, growing older, and what we're learning.
So maybe stuff like what we talked about, what guys think about before marriage. Like JC's married. What were your thoughts before that? Though that'd be really interesting to hear from like your guys' perspective.
Yeah, you've been giving me ideas for that. So yeah, we're gonna make that happen.
Yeah. And then how about your Instagram handle?
Jack Chen Was Here.
So you can follow Jack there. Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me on this bonus episode that I wasn't planning on doing, but I'm so happy that we got to share in our experience. If you guys ever have any questions or want to follow up on certain thoughts, you know, you can always find me on my Instagram, XOXO Christine Chen. I love you guys. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.